This is the Sports Haven Podcast, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, with your hosts, Jeff Budke and producer Ben. Visit us online at SafePlaySports.com.
Welcome to the Sports Haven Podcast. My name is Jeff Budke, alongside producer Ben.
Producer Ben!
He's in the house. His wife is right next door, so she's going to keep an eye on him the whole time. He will not say anything inappropriate.
That's not true.
Ben.
And it wouldn't matter if she was here or not.
Ben, did you hear that the Giants won the Super Bowl since our last podcast?
The Giants?
Like, yeah, the
not
New York.
The San Francisco Giants, no, the New York Giants.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Did you hear that Prince Fielder signed with the Tigers?
What?
Neither of us called that.
Is Tim Tebow still with the Broncos?
You know what? Believe it or not, he is not.
Where's Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning is with the Denver Broncos.
Oh my gosh.
Tim Tebow's with the Jets. Did you hear that the Orioles lost to a community college team just this afternoon? It's a true story. Did you hear the fray last night as Kentucky...
They were terrible.
...beat Kansas and the national anthem?
And? What about Baylor? We gotta give Baylor some love.
The Baylor ladies. Duncan
Brittany Griner.
What's her name?
Brittany Griner.
Probably won't remember that tomorrow. We have a great show for you today. Glad you guys are joining us. We got Dave Gehrig coming up. He is from Denver. We're going to introduce him in a second. And you know what? We're just going to have a good time. This is our baseball preview podcast. And now Dave Gehrig is in the studio. Dave, it's great to have you here.
Hey, great to be here. Long-time listener to the program and glad to finally join you guys.
I don't think you may be our only... fan slash writer that's heard every one of our podcasts.
Well, hey, why not? Sports Haven. It's some good stuff. Great writers all around the country and got a good podcast going. So happy to be alongside you guys now.
Dave, why don't you tell the fans a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Sure. From Colorado. Going home there, watching some Rockies games here in a few days. I'll be talking about them here in a little bit. Grew up there, went to Whitworth College in Eastern Washington, where I was the star of Excuse the Intrusion, a very popular,
yes.
Closely related title to a certain worldwide leader's television program.
Excuse the Intrusion.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. That is money.
Yes.
Well,
quite the banter. And a lot of fun with a buddy I did at with a buddy I worked with at Whitworth. So yeah.
Speaking of money, the reason we brought you in here today, producer Ben and Dave and I are all big baseball fans, and Matt Cain just got paid, as did Joey Votto. Matt Cain's deal was 6 years, $127.5 million. Well, Joey Votto got a 10-year, $225 million deal. I'm going to start with Joey Votto before we get into the ridiculousness of the right-handed mess in San Francisco. Did you, producer Ben, have an opinion on Joey Votto? I know what Dave's is. We're going to get into that.
For me, it just doesn't make any sense because they're such a small market team, and they're locking down a guy who's arguably in his prime and about ready to start declining. And the 10 years that they're going to be paying for him, I don't see him getting any better than what he is now.
But having said that, he is the only National League dominant first baseman. I don't think the Reds had any other choice. I understand that's a lot of money, but name the second best National League first baseman. It might be Freddie Freeman.
Oh, man.
Because Prince Fielder left, Albert Pujols left. I'm blanking. Lance Berkman. Ryan Howard has been hurt. That's definitely number two.
Todd Helms.
Todd Helms. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's I mean, you're right. The power in the National League is with Joey Votto at first base.
Yeah.
You're not going to find more consistent numbers though over the years from a guy more than Joey Votto. That's why we'll talk about my pick.
Yeah,
possibly.
He broke onto the scene in 2010, won the National League MVP. He'd kind of been hanging around the Jay Bruce area until then, people waiting for him to break out. They're sold. They gotta be. What's the worst deal in your guys' opinion? Albert Pujols, not knowing his age, or Joey Votto's right now for the 10-year deal? Because we know what we're gonna get from the machine.
The years for the Pujols contract is ridiculous. I mean, he's not gonna be playing when he's
whenever that contract expires, you know, in his late 30s, early 40s even. He's not going to be near where he was, you know, at the prime of his career, which is now, and maybe maybe even this year could be his career year with the Angels. But
we know that Albert Pujols is going to be 41, 42 when the deal's over, if he is as young as he says he is. Joey Votto's 28 right now. He's going to be 38 when he's done, which sounds a lot better on paper than 42.
It does. I just think the difference is the Angels have money and the Cincinnati Reds don't. Mm. And I don't think that's about to change anytime soon.
So when,
I think when Joey Votto gets to 33, 34, 35, what are they going to do when they have that huge contract and he's taking up 20% of their payroll?
So when players like Jay Bruce and when Matt Latos, they run out of that rookie contract, that arbitration lace, just really confusing stuff. They're going to lose those guys.
Yeah, who are they going to pay?
Yeah, I was hearing Brandon Phillips was wanting a contract extension earlier, but, you know, they threw this at Joey Votto, which was a smart move because in the long term, I think after this year, you might lose Joey Votto. You might have a good chance of losing Joey Votto. And, you know, who would you rather have, Joey Votto or Brandon Phillips? So I think it was kind of an obvious call for the Reds to keep Votto for the long haul. You're not going to find, like I said, a sure bet for 30 homers, 100 RBIs, and a 300 average.
Absolutely. We're going to move into Matt Cain, who is now being paid more than, I wrote this down, Roy Halladay, teammate Tim Lincecum, Felix Hernandez, Justin Verlander, Carlos Zambrano is actually second on that list, Josh Beckett third, AJ Burnett five. These are all right-handed pitchers that Matt Cain is being paid more than. How can this be a good move for the Giants, Dave? What do you think?
I don't know if it is. I mean, you look at, if you want to compare Matt Cain and Tim Lincecum, I mean, you know, the durability lies with Matt Cain over Lincecum. I think when you got the kind of dynamic with Lincecum's pitching motion, you know, there's a high risk for injury. You saw that last year, and I think Cain is the safer bet over the long haul to get you those innings and to get you those wins over time.
I absolutely agree with that. That's why the Fish gave Mark Burley so much money. He's had 200 innings in like 8 straight seasons. But can you really give over $20 million for durability? Is that worth it in baseball?
It is for the Giants, I guess, because they value pitching over anything, and they've said that from the beginning, that they're going to get pitchers.
And it won them a World Series.
Exactly, so they're just going to stick with it.
So they're going to go to the farm for all their bats. They got Brandon Belt coming up. We know what Buster Posey can do when he's healthy.
What are they going to do with Posey is the question.
What do you mean?
As far as giving him money. Like, now that they signed Cain, they have Lincecum for 2 more years, then they have to make a decision on Posey and Lincecum.
I know that San Francisco isn't the most prominent market in California, but it's looking at the money that LA is getting, San Francisco's going to get some money.
Well, they've sold out all of last year and the year before. They'll be selling out all year this year. I don't think cash is necessarily an issue for them.
Not as much as it is with the Reds.
Exactly.
Got a bit of trivia for you guys. I'm going to let you each think about it for about 3 seconds. And then you have to give an answer. We know Alex Rodriguez is the highest paid player in baseball right now. Can either of you guess the number 2 highest paid player right now in Major League Baseball? I'll give you a hint. It is not Albert Pujols. It is not Prince Fielder. Their contracts are weighed a lot heavier at the end of their contracts.
I would have guessed Prince. I have no idea. It's going to be some arbitrary name, I know,
it's a trivia question.
Of course.
He plays for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, it's not Vernon Wells, is it?
It is Vernon Wells.
Holy cow.
Vernon Wells is the second highest played baseball player right now. Number 5 on that list also plays for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and is not Albert Pujols.
Vladimir?
Nope, Vladimir's gone.
Bobby Abreu?
Torrey Hunter is getting paid $17.5 million this year.
Wow.
Their outfield is rather expensive, and Mike Trout is going to take one of their spots. But that's why he's not starting the year with them. That's pretty crazy.
When do those contracts end?
Vernon's is almost up. That's why Pujols' deal this year is going to be one of the lower as far as
it's, how it's weighted.
Yeah, it's really weighted heavily.
Got it.
Well,
Vernon Wells was one of those contracts that, similar to Matt Cain, everyone before was going, wow, they overspent on this guy, right?
And they somehow,
turns out they did.
They somehow unloaded him onto the Angels, which is just mind-blowing. For Mike Napoli, who ended up with the Rangers. Anyway, so we just made our picks on the website. You can check them out at safeplaysports.com. Sports Haven, the writers have been really pouring into it. We actually have three of the guys who picked in studio right now. We all had one easy, unanimous decision: the Detroit Tigers in the AL Central. What we're kind of thinking right now is, who has a chance to challenge them, or does anyone? Producer Ben, I'm going to start with you. What do you see in the AL Central that might surprise people?
Well, not too much as far as how easily the Tigers are going to run away with this division. But I think we all agree that the Royals are going to be a lot better this year.
Yeah.
And that all their young talent is finally coming together. And this isn't the year they're going to put it together and challenge for the division crown, but they're definitely going to be into it.
The Royals have been the hottest team in spring training thus far. The Hosmer's been he's had 26 RBIs in spring training, which is remarkable for a time where you don't play every day, you're just kind of getting warmed up. Hosmer has a chance to be one of those elite first basemen. Are you worried? I'm going to go back to the Tigers for just a quick second. Are you worried about that infield as far as defensively and if it will affect their pitching staff?
I think they're going to score so many runs, it's not going to make any difference, at least in the regular season.
Dave, when would you say the Tigers clinch the Central?
Listen, I think they're going to win the Central with, you know, I have a 10, or not a 10-game cushion. I'd say a 6 or 7-game cushion. Mm-hmm. The thing with spring training stats is, you know, if you like them, you're going to use them. If you don't like them, you're going to throw it away and say they're spring training stats. So I think spring training stats are a little overrated. The Tigers, hey, listen, if their infield can play defense, you know, at least half of the time that they get those ground balls from Verlander or Pfister, then, you know, I think they're just going to run away with the division. No one can compare their lineup in the Central. Even the Royals, I mean, yeah, they are up and coming. They could put it all together. But I just think Cabrera and Prince Fielder, who else do you want in your middle of the lineup? Yeah. So,
and Delmon Young, very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. He might be getting some protection that he's been wanting for a long time. None of us expect anything from the Twins, the White Sox. I don't mind saying the Indians kind of intrigue me as a team that could, you know, stay in the running for a little bit. But, man, I see a mid-August clinching from the Tigers this year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, certainly.
I'm wondering how much that will affect their playoff race. But that's something we can talk about later. So, no one in this room has the Philadelphia Phillies winning the National League East, something that a year ago I think we would all think is crazy, especially when they had the four pitchers that were just studs. They lost Roy Oswalt this offseason. Ryan Howard is out. Chase Utley can't seem to stay healthy. What is it about this Phillies team that makes you nervous, Dave?
Well, they got a couple injuries to be concerned about. Ryan Howard is going to be out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chase Utley's got Brandon Roy's knees, it looks like.
Oh, it's not funny.
It's not funny, I know.
And Howard has the Kendrys Morales injury.
As a Colorado guy, it's easy for me to say. Yeah. Kendrys Morales for the Angels.
Yeah, but Ryan Howard and him have the same injury.
Right.
And it cost Kendrys 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wish he hadn't jumped on that home plate. He hit that against the Mariners, so like,
yeah. I watched that game.
I was watching it too.
Worth it.
I snickered a little bit, but now I feel terrible.
It. Having cost in 2 years, yeah, it's rough. So, if it's not the Phillies in the National League East, who is it? What do you think, Ben?
Well, I think it's going to be the Marlins, just because I love their young guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love Reyes being there. I'm a big Hanley fan. He just needs to get his act together, and I think Ozzie Guillen's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big fan of, I refuse to use his first name, Mike Stanton.
Giancarlo.
And I think he's going to blast like 55 home runs this year and just be an absolute terror.
Yeah, the new ballpark in Florida is not meant for hitters. I don't think it matters with him.
Oh, he has.
Dave, I hate to bring this up, but he hit a home run in Colorado last year, and I've been there. It almost got to the rock pile. If anyone's been to Colorado, that is really far away.
Yeah.
Those tickets are $1. And Stanton just crushed it.
Yeah, he can kill it.
Who do you have in the NL East, Dave?
I have the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
They got to come back. I mean, similar to the Red Sox, you can't end a season like that and not want to start out so hot coming out of the gate, and I think they will. They'll have a solid lead going in the All-Star break against the Phillies. You know, they got a couple of concerns of their own. Tim Hudson's going to be out for a while. Tommy Hansen has had some injury concerns. You know, I like their lineup. Jason Hayward's going to have a nice bounce back year after a sophomore slump. I like the Braves over the Phillies, although I do like the Phillies in a wild card spot.
I picked the Marlins because I love their lineup 1-6. In the National League, you don't always get that kind of predominant lineup. I see Jose Reyes, Emilio Bonifacio getting on base an awful lot. Hanley and Logan Morrison are going to be on base percentage just nasty guys this year, and then Gabby Sanchez and Stanton, I think, are going to just do well enough to rake in the ribbies, rake in the home runs, do enough to get that crowd excited in that new ballpark.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that ballpark. I mean, is it a baseball field or is it an aquarium?
I don't know. Will people go is another question. Yeah, will they even get a packed out house?
And then, do any of us like the Nationals this year? This has been a somewhat sleeper team. People have been picking them a little bit. Or the Mets. I don't think the Mets, despite their shortened porch at Citi Field that they brought in, which needs to happen everywhere in the league, it seems like.
No.
Do we see anything from these two teams in the National League East?
I think the Nationals could contend for that second spot with the Phillies. I think it's definitely possible. It'll be interesting to see when they decide to bring up Bryce Harper. During the middle of the year, if it's for the September call-ups. I imagine it'd be a lot earlier than that. But, they definitely have the possibility to run for the second spot in the NL East.
After that nice breakdown of the National League, let's move on over to the American League. I know you guys had some differing opinions on who you thought was going to win the AL East and who was even going to make the playoffs. So let's have at it.
Yeah, I got the Boston Red Sox to take the American League East. It's a sketchy pick. I'll be the first one to admit it. I think similar to the Atlanta Braves, they went out on the most exciting day in baseball history on the last day of the year last year, and I think they're going to come back fired up. Not having any alcoholic beverages in the clubhouse is going to definitely help them going into the year. No, I don't know. But I think Bobby Valentine, who he is, will definitely change the dynamic in the clubhouse, and I think it'll be a good thing going into the season. You know, I think Carl Crawford will have a nice bounce back year. I think their rotation is in question a little bit with Josh Bard being possibly bounced back to the closer role after Andrew Bailey now gets injured. But, you know, overall, I think they'll have a great bounce back year. It'll start off hot, and it'll carry him to the AL East title. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, what concerns me about the Red Sox is we're basing a lot of their offensive power. They were the number one offense in the American League last year, but that was David Ortiz having a career year at 36. Kevin Lioukalos was healthy for about half the season, which is more than I expect him to be this year. And for the first time since before the Babe Ruth curse, back in like the early 2000s, I cannot name the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Red Sox. They are stacked 1-3. And then after that, I think there's a lot of question marks.
Yeah, but you could say the same thing about aging with the Yankees, right? Teixeira's getting older. Jeter's on his last few years coming up.
Which is exactly why I have picked the Rays to win the AL East. I think that they are just stacked. I think that the Rays just sent Alex Cobb down to AAA. He would be their, you know, sixth starting pitcher. I think he would be the Red Sox second pitcher, maybe even their ace. Their pitching depth is so deep. Matt Moore is going to pitch fifth for them, and he's just disgusting. Evan Longoria and Ben Zobrist are going to be veterans on that team. Desmond Jennings yesterday cracked a home run. I did not know he was able to do this. I know his speed is really valuable. He stole 20 bases in about 60 games last year. If he's going to be on base that often, stealing that many bags, we're looking at Jacoby Ellsbury 2.0 right now. I like the Rays a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Red Sox, don't forget, they have one of the best pitchers in the game. People forget
John Lackey.
John Lester. A different John.
Yeah.
Lackey will be, unfortunately, out for the year. I'm sure all Red Sox fans are highly disappointed / thrilled about that. But John Lester's an ace.
Absolutely.
I mean, they got a decent rotation, I think. And, you know, the question is with Josh Bard, you know, he's such a wild card in that whole thing. Is he going to be a solid number two, number three kind of guy in their rotation? Possibly. He's got that kind of talent. Or is he going to be on the back end of the rotation? It depends on if Andrew Bailey comes back. And I think a lot of their success, you know, I made my predictions before Andrew Bailey went out. That could alter things. I have the Rays, like you said. They're my wild card. But I just think... the Red Sox are a little too much. You know, they are aging. That's a good point you bring up. But I think, you know, David Ortiz still has 1 or 2 years left in him. Same with Kevin Youkilis. And I think Jacoby Ellsbury approached MVP-type numbers last year. I don't see any reason why he can't do it again. So
he's very good.
Y'all are stupid.
Yeah?
The Orioles are going to win it. They're going to hit 60 home runs.
Reynolds, the greatest. Just, you know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get errors, you're going to get home runs, and you're going to get strikeouts. And a .220 batting average.
And you're going to get Buck Showalter wanting a fight between the Orioles and the Yankees or Red Sox at one point during the year.
Over under 2 months before the Mariners trade the farm for Mark Reynolds. It's going to happen. you know, it's crazy. We brought up the Yankees really quick and their aging staff. Man, the Yankees pitching staff actually looks decent this year. I'm not sold on Michael Pineda, and I still think that they have a good staff. They have some veterans. Pettit is very old. I'm not counting on that. Freddy Garcia pitched well for them last year. We know what CeCe's going to bring. If Phil Hughes and Ivanova, who won 16 games last year, can, you know, keep teams under 4 runs a game, the Yankees are going to win a lot of games this year. They make me a lot more nervous than the Red Sox.
Yeah, Mariners fans will be happy to know that Pineda will start out the year on the DL.
Yeah.
So they have the upper hand in that trade for once.
Montero got hit in the face with a ball today. So
he did by my Colorado Rockies. Apologies.
He came fired up, though, after that. So
yes, he did.
I'd like to see that.
Really quickly, I want to move into the AL West for a second. Since we do talk about the Mariners a lot, we are in Seattle. That is, you know, we are somewhat fans of the squad that we get to see day in and day out, whether we want to or not. The AL West is pretty stacked right now. For the first time in a while, the Angels, they look great, and the Rangers have been at the World Series 2 years in a row. Ben, who do you see coming out on top this year?
It's a really tough one to call. I'm going to go with the Rangers, partly because I don't have a whole lot of faith in Albert Pujols. I just think he's been declining for 3 years. And I think that the Rangers are going to come really fired up to avenge what happened in the World Series last year. So I see them winning the division, but I'm not sure what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you possibly have two of the best teams in baseball and two of the worst teams in baseball all in the same division with the Angels, Rangers, and
the A's.
A's and Mariners. But yeah, I mean, the Rangers and Angels are the class of the AL, I think.
Just wait until Houston joins the division next season. Yeah.
They'll both be at the top of the division. I see the Angels heading to the World Series. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, I mean, they're just too much with the middle of the order. Their rotation is unbelievable. When your fourth starter is Urban Santana, is just ridiculous.
Threw a no-hitter last season, and he's going to pitch fourth for them.
Yeah.
How big of a deal will Yu Darvish be in this whole division? I mean, that's a huge wild card.
I picked the Rangers as well, and not because of Yu Darvish. The team that loses the World Series the year before doesn't often fare well as far as getting to the postseason, but this Rangers team has been there before. They've been 2 years in a row. They know how to deal with it. But Yu Darvish, I do not trust the Japanese pitcher coming over, especially in that ballpark. Arlington plays real small. And that hot heat down in Texas, the ball flies. I know a Colorado boy over here knows what that's like. And I don't have a lot of faith in Darvish. I do have faith in Derek Holland and Matt Harrison and those guys, though.
Well, if his spring number is any indication, Yu Darvish will have a phenomenal season. He's been tearing people up in the Cactus League.
We just gave Eric Hosmer and Yu Darvish, the spring training jinx on this show. Pretty sure that neither of them are going to do anything this year now.
I'm dropping them from my fantasy.
Yeah, just get them rid of them now.
Nobody can tell if we're white or black, though.
I think they can tell. We're going to wrap up today's podcast with some quick hits for you to take to the bank before the season begins. But first of all, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Access Medical Equipment. For all your bedpan needs, go to amerents.com. You'll be happy you went. Great to get that off our chest. We're going to start in the American League with the MVP, Dave.
My MVP for the American League is Big Al, Albert Pujols. He proves his big contract is worthwhile and has a phenomenal season.
I'm going to go with Miguel Cabrera for reasons we listed earlier. He has never won an MVP.
It's probably about time. I also am going with the boring Albert Pujols pick. I think he's got a few years left, and I think he's going to be the reason the Angels make the playoffs. You can read more about that on the site. The National League MVP, Dave.
Surest thing in baseball, Joey Votto. The Baltimore Orioles, you can count on to be last in baseball. Joey Votto, you can count on to be your National League MVP.
I'm going to go with Giancarlo Stanton. I think he's going to hit possibly an upwards of 55 home runs and overtake Votto, as he can't deal with all the money he's been given.
How long before Stanton's up at first base so we can move into that elite first baseman? For the National League, I'm going to go a different direction. I'm going to go with Carlos Gonzalez, outfielder for the Rockies. Dave loves that
pick.
Love
that pick, Jeff.
I think the Rockies are going to make the playoffs this year based on him and Tulo. I think him being in front of Tulo with Scudero and Fowler getting on base in front of him, if he stays healthy, he's going to be a tear. We're going to move to the Cy Young picks. Cy Young is for the best pitcher in baseball, not always on the best team, but the best numbers. Dave, who you got in the American League?
I don't want to do it, but I'm going to go with Cliff Lee. He outpitches.
Well, we're going to start in the American League, so.
Let's go with you know, he's been back and forth.
Rangers pitcher.
Yeah. He's been with the Rangers. He was with the Mariners. Yeah. You know, who knows?
He's a great Mariner.
I'm going to go with Justin Verlander in the American League. He disappoints everyone and doesn't win the MVP this year, but he will come home with the Cy Young Award.
There you go.
This might be a little bit of a homer pick, but I got to go with Felix Hernandez. It's in my heart. I got to do it.
I am also picking Felix Hernandez, not because of Mahomer, but because I know he's going to give you 220 innings, not very many wins, an ERA below 2.4, and 225 Ks. And I see Verlander slipping a little bit. Dave, in the National League, I don't think anyone expects this answer coming from you. I think there's a little bit of suspense. So
people are on the edge of their seats.
What do you got in the National League?
I'm going to surprise them by going with Cliff Lee. He outpitches his teammate, Roy Halladay, over the course of the whole season. Had a phenomenal year last year, and no reason to believe he won't do it again. He wins your National League Cy Young.
And I'm going to be the boring guy and disagree and say good old Doc Halladay is going to take home the National League Cy Young.
Hard to argue with those two Phillies, but the reason the Marlins win the NL East this year is because of Josh Johnson and him staying healthy. The Marlins shut him down really early last year, and I think they just they knew what they were doing. They were resting him up for this year, and he's gonna play like an ace the whole season.
How can you take him serious with those kind of uniforms on?
They're not terrible. Well, they're pretty bad. Dark horse National League Cy Young. I think Adam Wainwright is going to have a really good year this year. He looks great in spring. And Madison Bumgarner of the Giants. Just so you guys know who's going to come in second and third. All right. This is the most fun part of the show, where we get to you know, wager our lives on our World Series bets, because we all know baseball is a perfect system with the five playoff teams now in each division. Actually, in baseball, what a huge sample size, 162 seasons, and the playoffs comes and goes so fast. But
games, I hope we're not at 162 seasons.
Did I say seasons?
Yes, sir.
Well, I meant games.
It's all right. So, you know what? We're not perfect, but our picks are, so you're going to want to listen.
Because we all agree. Actually, what's great is that Sportshaven can just take credit if one of us gets these right. Dave, who you got in the World Series this year?
Absolutely. You know, I'm tired of the experts going with the popular picks, right? The Angels, the Red Sox. I'm going with the Reds winning the World Series over the Angels. Right. And I'm going to tell you why. Joey Votto, right? I mean, he's going to carry them to the World Series crown over the Angels in a 7-game series.
Do you like that Do you like their pitching staff? I like Matt Latos a lot. A lot of people that seem to think of him as, you know, Padre, he gets kind of lost in that Petco park.
Yeah, huge off-season acquisition for the Reds. A very underrated, like you were saying. I totally agree with you. I think their rotation is one of the most underrated in the league. Johnny Cueto is a very strong number two. When he's healthy, he can have his ERA under three. And good old Bronson Arroyo, I don't know how he gets those.
That leg kick.
The leg kick and those hang curves are not just knocked out of the ballpark every pitch he makes. But I think they're solid overall, and they are the underrated team that makes it and wins the World Series.
Very nice. Producer Ben, your World Series pick.
I have the Rangers.
Okay.
Losing to the Phillies.
Oh, why you gotta do that? Why you gotta do that?
I have the Phillies taking
that one
the
before.
Rangers a third time. I know. Losing the World Series. Will they be down? Will they be down to one out in the Game Six this year?
No, I don't think it'll get that far. Okay. The Phillies barely sneaking into the playoffs, but then once they get there, I have them going all the way just because I value pitching over everything in a smaller sample size. Just knowing that you have three aces on your team and you can line them up three games in a row, I just don't see them losing a playoff series.
Wow. And Phillies, so you're saying that magical Cardinals run could come from Philadelphia this year, maybe if Howard gets healthy late, Utley gets healthy late.
Make a move at the deadline and
you
it's
better
on.
Hope their lineup, yeah, they get healthy in that lineup because they're...
at the beginning, they got Hunter Pence.
They can win so many 1-0 games before their offense is going to have to prove something.
That's why I got them sneaking into the playoffs, and then it's on from there.
And that's all from there. I have the Tampa Bay Rays defeating the San Francisco Giants. I think the Giants are going to be that team that sneaks in late and just runs out of gas in the World Series. I think Bochy's a great manager. And like you said, pitching dominates late. And even though he got a little overpaid, Matt Cain is going to lead them. I think Lincecum's going to be motivated because of that paycheck that his buddy got. His teammate, I don't know if they're friends. I have no idea. But I see the Tampa Bay Rays just making that run count this year, using that pitching staff to their whole advantage. I don't even know who the ace is of that staff. It might be Matt Moore by the end of the year. James Shield.
Who's
David
their closer?
Price. Farnsworth just got hurt. It doesn't look good right now. I don't even know who their closer is going to be. Farnsworth could come back. He had a great season last year, over 30 saves. But I think a relief pitcher is someone you can get at the deadline, maybe a Brandon League or Matt Capps or something like that from
Jason
Minnesota.
Jason Mott, who saw him taking the Cardinals to
absolutely.
The World Series and winning it.
Yeah, last year's opening day closer for the Cardinals was Nick Franklin, who is not in baseball right now. Fun fact. All right, guys, this was a lot of fun. I'm really glad that you guys are joining us, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, if you guys want to read more from Dave or myself or producer Ben, you can go to safeplacesports.com. Although, if you're listening to this, you're probably there already. Tell your friends. And we'll talk soon. Guys, it's Ryan Franklin. It's Ryan Franklin.
Coming to you live.
All right.
Live.
Nope. And now whenever you're ready.
Coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, Sports Haven Podcast.
Go ahead.
Coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, it's the Sports Haven Podcast with your host, Jeff Budke.
Go ahead and do one with Jeff Budke and producer Ben.
Okay.
Whenever.
This is the Sports Haven Podcast, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, with your host, Jeff Budke, and producer Ben. Oh, hold on. This is the Sports Haven Podcast with producer... Okay. This is the Sports Haven Podcast, coming to you live. I just want to say. This is the Sports Haven Podcast with your host, Jeff Budke, and producer Ben. Visit us online at sportshaven.com.
Dang it, that's not the name of the website.
This is the Sports Haven Podcast with your host, Jeff Budke, and producer Ben. Visit us online at safeplacesports.com.
Go ahead.
Live from Seattle, Washington, it's the Sports Haven Podcast. Okay. This is the Sports Haven Podcast, coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, with your host, Jeff Budke, and producer Ben. Visit us online at safeplacesports.com.
Should we shut the door and see what it sounds like?
We'll shut and I would turn off this light because it creates a
Yeah, you hear the little buzz.
It's just really annoying. And then it's more intimate.
Ooh.
This is a much more intimate sports setting. I'll just have a lot more fun and have a great time.
A little closer to you guys than I would.
Don't lie. You're loving it.
I do love this. This is exactly what I've ever what I've always wanted. English.
That's
you gotta enunciate.
It's too much information for me.
Bill Simmons is going down.
Yeah, keep going.
We gotta do that specialization.
We gotta get
thing
some stars in here. Billy Rogers.
Dude, he can do a great announcement.
We're already better than all of Seattle's local radio hosts.
We probably are.
Every single
Kevin
one of them.
Labro.
Oh, he's terrible.
I like Brock Consult.
Brock Consult, yeah.
But
I listen to Kevin Clavro.
I'm not a huge Clavro. I'm not into Clavro. He just doesn't do it for me.
Well, I don't think he really cares about it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. You may start.
Speaking. All right. Jeff, are you going to be ready for this? Are you going to be able to speak correctly and formulate opinions and not sound like a dumbass?
Are we going to try and argue, or are we just going to agree with each other like a bunch of little schoolgirls? That's what we usually do. Oh, that's an excellent point.
Let's fight.
Let's just
we'll try and fight, but then when we start talking, we somehow
I think
about
we
it.
We would do a lot better with a black guy.
With the black guy?
I'm just not gonna, we're going to let that sit there.
All right. I've been trying.
Every show has to have a black guy.
Nobody can tell if we're white or black, though.
I think they can tell.
No.
You don't think
so? You thought Stugatz was a black guy.
Yeah, because he talks like a black guy.
So all we have to do is like a black guy.
Okay, Dave.
Shit.
They don't know your voice. It's go time.
Yo, my name is DJ Mofo.
That is...